Pussy bow, pussy bow, pussy bow. How many times can RuPaul say pussy bow in one night? Oh, I'll tell ya, next on Drag Race News Weekly. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Mark J. Freeman, also known to some as the Rain Love, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Drag Race News Weekly. It's Emmy season, and kicking it off were 2 days of the Creative Arts Emmys, where RuPaul's Drag Race sashayed away with 3 trophies. Outstanding costumes for variety, nonfiction, or reality program, outstanding hairstyling for a multi-camera series or special, and RuPaul won top honors and her 4th consecutive win for outstanding host for reality or competition program, tying Jeff Probst with the most wins in this category. Looks like Ru does not have to lip sync for her life. RuPaul attended the awards with 2 season 11 standouts, the Queen of the North, Miss Brooklyn Heights, and Miss Congeniality, Nina West. After winning the award for Outstanding Host, Ru spoke to the press room, and when asked about her choice of outfit and her pussy bow, Ru said the word pussy bow at least 10 times to the press room and pointed out that one reporter's bow tie was in fact not a pussy bow.
Did you get that in the back, the pussy bow?
She likes to say pussy bow, what can I say? However, on stage when accepting the award, Ru dedicated the win to the late co-executive producer Jacqueline Wilson, and also to those who dance to the beat of a different drummer. Well, you heard him. Dance, queens, dance. Let's all continue to dance to our own drummer. I mean, we have to do what Mama Ru tells us. Congrats to RuPaul and everyone who works on the show, especially World of Wonder and VH1. Shantae, you stay. Call the Queen's Guard. Oh, Brit crew. Our Drag Race UK Season 1 queens, along with a limited audience, worked the pink carpet of the inaugural season premiere in London this week. Along with judges Michelle Visage, Graham Norton, and Alan Carr, all 10 queens were in attendance. Some other celebrities and queens working the pink carpet were Jamie Lee O'Donnell, Nicola Coughlin, Giovanni Pernice, Ashley Roberts, Curtis and AJ Pritchard, Danny Beard, and Jody Harsh. Twitter was all abuzz today about the event. Contestant Crystal says, "I may be biased, but it's probably the best piece of television ever created." Wow. Judge Alan Carr says about the episode, "Funny, warm, and buckets of charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent." Well, I don't know about you, but I can't wait. It's time for high tea. Tune in on October 3rd on BBC 3 in the UK and Ireland, Crave or Out TV in Canada, or WOW Presents Plus in the US, Australia, and the rest of the world. Well, thanks for watching Drag Race News Weekly, and I hope you will tune in each week for even more news, gossip, and oh yes, definitely more tea. Feel free to share the news that you hear about with me on Twitter, @LorraineLove. That's LorraineLove. That's all for now. Mwah! Until next week.